WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Happy Friday to you. Welcome into a new day here on the program. Thankfully, the last day of the week. It's been a long one. So hopefully you're going to get to have a good time this weekend. Hopefully you're going to get a chance, if you're a dad or if you have a dad, to spend some time with dad, right? It seems like Father's Day is early this year, doesn't it? I know it's the third Sunday of the month, but it just seems like the 15th is way too early. Usually it's right around my son's birthday. We used to have a party that would kind of celebrate both, you know. We would have, and often it was on Father's Day. But however you're going to celebrate it, hope it's a good one. Looks like the weather is going to be a little bit more cooperative than we originally thought, so that's good for the weekend. We have a lot that we can discuss. Of course, it is Fun Friday, brought to you by D's Hot Dogs in New Bedford. And so we do try to keep it on the lighter side. However, you know, Israel launching drones and missiles at Iran might change the course of the discussion this morning, as we will keep an eye on that situation. I think a senator getting pulled out of a press conference and put in cuffs, I think that might warrant some conversation as well. But like I said, it is Fun Friday, so we do try to keep it on the lighter side. And just a couple of things that I want to bring up. First of all, if you haven't seen the reporting from New Bedford Light this morning, and you probably haven't because you're just probably just getting up, and unlike me, you don't get up and immediately start reading a bunch of news so that you can talk about things on the air. So I will tell you that yesterday, just a couple of hours before New Bedford High's graduation ceremony, the school department put out an email to parents saying that next year, starting in the fall, next school year, so starting in September or August, whenever the kids go back, the high school and all three middle schools are going to be phone free. Now, kids will be allowed to bring them to school. They'll just have to put them in those yonder pouches when they get to school. So that's going to be district policy starting in the new school year. They will make exceptions in certain cases, but for the most part, kids are going to have to put them into the pouch, and then they'll hold on to the pouch. And this is designed to curb distractions. This is designed to curb kids being on social media during the school day, and I guess to some degree cheating, especially now with ChatGPT. You know, it's not that hard for a kid to, because you can't go on, you know, maybe this, the maybe the school computers block ChatGPT, right? I'm just using that as an example, but, you know, maybe they block it. And then the kids go on their phone and type in the prompt, you know, write me a paper about Crispus Attucks. And then they puts out this paper, and then the kid can copy and paste that into an email on their phone, send that to their school computer, and then have the paper access to them. So, you know, you get around those blocks. Like, that happens here because we have our corporate IT has blocked certain sites. And obviously, of course, you know, you want to block things that aren't necessary for the workday, right? If you're on a work computer, by the way. So this is if you're on one of the company-owned machines and the company-owned network. You know, you're not going to go onto gambling sites. You're not going to go onto adult sites. You know, that's not what your work computer or your work time is for. Understandable. But, you know, sometimes things get thrown into the mix because they have a similar sounding URL. Or one of the things that happens quite a bit is because our system, our safety, our firewalls, whatever, we block out these gambling sites. But sometimes when you get these emails that say, hey, you know, gambling.com just released the list of Massachusetts' best seaside cities. And you're like, all right, well, I want to see if they name New Bedford on there. And then you go to click on the link and it's blocked. Like, I wasn't going on that site to gamble. I was going on to read an article, but because it's on their site, can't do it. So, and that's part of the reason why these gambling sites create these surveys and polls, is because it's a way to get people to write about them when people might not be able to access them on those computers. So it's a way that you can get around things is by using the phone and then sending that information to the school computer. So I you know, that's just one thing. But I think the biggest thing is, you know, the distraction that it can be. I've gone through so many different feelings on this over the years as it's been more and more of a discussion, because I'm of the mindset that when new technology comes in, you have to learn how to integrate that new technology into your life. The trick isn't to ignore it. The trick is to find ways to live alongside of it. And I see both sides of the argument. I see the parents that want their kids to have their phone and have that kind of access. And I understand it. I just don't think that wins the argument. I think the stronger argument is that it is a distraction, that it is unnecessary. It's basically the equivalent of telling a kid, you know, we used to get in trouble for passing notes in class, but now a kid's just going to have their phone and they can just text. And so, yeah, so I do think you need to live and incorporate the technology that you have, but I also think, like, you don't need the phone during the school day. And if you are a parent that's concerned because you can't get in touch with your kid, there's ways to get in touch with your kid. And in fact, I don't know, and you might disagree, and to be fair, you know, I am a parent, but my son turns 21 in a couple weeks. Just about a week. So, you know, he's not actively in school these days. He graduated a couple of years ago. But I don't think that a parent should have unfettered access to a kid while they're in school. I think it should go through the office or the teacher when they want to contact and communicate with a student. You might feel differently, but I think, you know, the old way that we always did it of, if you need to talk to your kid, you call the office, they transfer the call to the classroom. I think that was a perfectly fine system. But I'm willing to hear arguments on the other side, especially, you know, maybe things have changed. Maybe there isn't always somebody in the office. Maybe you've tried to call the office to get a hold of your child and nobody answers. I don't know that, you know, things work exactly the same as the way they did when I was in school. Also, we had classrooms that you could, if I remember correctly, you could direct dial into some of those classrooms. So when you gave your parents when you got your school schedule for the semester, the term, how often they changed it. But you would just be like, okay, well, here's the classroom that I'll be in from this time to this time, and here's the number, direct dial for that classroom. I don't know if they still have direct dial. Things are different now. You know, back in those days, you had physical phone lines. Now you have, you know, these virtual voice over internet protocol phone systems where everybody can have a direct dial. It's just, how many numbers do you want to buy from the company? So again, my perspective on this is constantly evolving, But I think it's interesting the way, because there's been rumblings about this. There's been some test runs about this in New Bedford. But I do think it's interesting that on, you know, the day of graduation, they drop this email in the afternoon and say, yep, starting next year. But they are going to have some information sessions coming up for parents and students to understand more about how this policy is going to work. You can read Colin Hogan's story at newbedfordlight.org. And he did a great job juxtaposing this news compared with, you know, seeing last night's graduates taking selfies and, you know, typing things in each other in their phones and sharing numbers so they can stay in touch and all that. And he says, you know, this is the last class that's going to be able to do that unfettered. And I thought it was a nice juxtaposition, even though it's not necessarily a fair equivalency, because this was a graduation ceremony. This was an after school activity. I'll never forget when we had our graduation rehearsal. They told us, they said, just because this is graduation, don't think you can't still get in trouble. Don't think like you, if you act up, if you misbehave, if you do something wrong, you know, don't think that we still can't hold you accountable for that. And even then I was like, yeah, right. Yeah, that's not true. The most you can do is make me leave. Can't do anything else to me now. I made that argument when I was in high school. I said to someone, and I wasn't even in trouble, but the topic of, because some kids were acting up in one of my classes, and the topic of making all the kids stay after school came up. You know, the teacher basically said, you know, if this keeps happening, the whole class will have to stay after, and then it's going to be the fault of just a couple of knuckleheads, and then all your classmates are going to be mad at you because they had to stay after school. And I said, that's not true. You can't make us stay after school if we didn't do anything wrong. The teacher's like, oh, yes, I can. We definitely have that authority. I was like, wait a minute. Half of us in this room are over 18. You can't make us stay anyway. And so it turned into a funny little discussion that I was told I clearly lost, but I don't know that I did. I don't know that I was actually in the wrong, but thankfully the conversation itself got the tomfoolery to stop, and nobody had to stay after that day. And by the way, staying after for that class just meant we played chess. So it wasn't the worst thing in the world, but you know, I probably had to be at work. So again, it is Fun Friday. We'll have our Fun Friday question coming up for you in a little bit, but it's going to be related to Father's Day and fathers. But in a fun way, you know, I mean, there's a lot of questions that we could put out there, like, you know, what's the best advice your dad ever gave you? What's your best dad joke? But dads are known for their awkward moments, whether intentionally or not intentionally. And I think that's going to be, you know, make for a much more fun question. So that's going to be part of it coming up. We'll give it to you coming up after the 6:30 news. Also keep in mind too, today is the Bristol County Celebration of Seniors happening at Whites of Westport from 9 to noon. There's going to be free breakfast for seniors, and then informational sessions, guest speakers. You can walk around and collect and speak with people from all different organizations that work with the senior community, and it's all free. So you've heard the commercials that we've been running and the promos that we've been running here on the station, and we had the DA and the CEO of Coastline in, and we were talking about, you know, registration and this phone number. You don't have to be registered to go. They just ask that you registered in advance so they had an idea of account for breakfast. But just because if you didn't get a chance to call and register and, you know, that kind of guaranteed that you were going to get breakfast. But if you didn't get a chance to call and register, you can still go. Don't feel like you can't attend because you didn't call or you didn't remember to call. Just go to Whites of Westport, 9 to noon. They would much rather see you there and have you get the information that you need. And then make sure you say hi to Chris McCarthy. He's going to be there broadcasting live. And I think this is always one of the most interesting programs that he does all year. Because even if you're not a senior, you have seniors in your life and you might not realize. First of all, the services that are available to help them with things and to, you know, just give them things to do. But also how much seniors are targeted by criminals. The Dartmouth police posted about a new scam going around where, once again, the RMV, you know, quote unquote RMV, is texting people demanding that they pay, you know, unpaid tickets and fines. And the RMV will never text you. The RMV will never send you an email for you to pay. You get a letter in the mail. So don't respond to those texts if you get them. That's not the RMV. You cannot, do not give them any information. But that's just one of the things because, you know, there's older people that work in this company that will often send an email to me and say, is this legitimate or not? Like, I'm not really sure. And unless you know all the tips and tricks, and we try to train people and keep them ahead of it, but the scammers always try to stay one step ahead of that. So it's beneficial to go and learn, not only if you are a senior, but if there's a senior in your life that you care for and that you want to make sure is safe. All right, I've got to take a break here. We'll be back in a few moments.
A New York mother charged with child endangerment, an iconic record store closing its doors, and would you share your smartwatch data with your doctor?
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
A Long Island woman will be arraigned today on child endangerment charges after allegedly leaving her child alone in the car.
Suffolk County police say the child was spotted by security guards at the Tanger Outlets in Deer Park late Thursday morning. Police arrived at the scene at about the same time as the mother, identified as 36-year-old Yesenia Pinilla, returned to the car. She was arrested. Authorities say the 21-month-old boy was alone for about 20 minutes while the vehicle was running. The boy was unharmed and released to his father. I'm Larry Kofsky.
7 Arkansas families are suing to block a new state law requiring the Ten Commandments to be displayed in all public classrooms.
A federal lawsuit was filed Wednesday challenging the law, which was signed last April by Republican Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders and will go into effect in August. The complaint was filed by the ACLU and two other groups on behalf of families who are Jewish, non-religious, and Unitarian Universalists. One of the plaintiffs said the new law will infringe on the rights of parents and create a religiously coercive school environment. I'm Michael Kastner.
A new study shows almost everyone who wears a smartwatch to track activities is willing to share the data with a doctor to improve their health. The study shows 94% of people are okay with data sharing and that nearly half already have shared data. Researchers noted in the survey that about 4 in 10 adults wear a smartwatch, which could lead to more personal health care by reviewing the data on the watch. The study involved hundreds of people, with many in the U.S. A new pill that's taken once a week is showing promise for treatment of schizophrenia. Researchers at Lyndra Therapeutics, a spinoff from MIT, have successfully carried out stage 3 clinical trials on the drug, which seems to be as effective as managing symptoms and medications that have to be taken every day. The drug has been in development for over a decade. It's Friday the 13th, but maybe you'll be lucky if you play Mega Millions. Tonight's jackpot stands at $264 million. The cash option on that works out to about $117 million. Of course, walking away with all that cash won't be easy. Odds of winning the top prize are roughly 1 in $290 million.
Hi, Garth.
Hi.
Where's the clerk? I know. I'll use the May I Help You riff.
May I help you?
Yes, my good man. I'd like to have a look at this Fender Stratocaster, please.
If you want to visit the fictional Aurora, Illinois music store where Wayne and Garth shopped, you have only a month left to get there. The actual California music store where scenes from Wayne's World were shot announced it's closing down in mid-July after 78 years. The current owner of Castles Music in San Fernandino posted on Facebook that he's retiring after taking over the store 48 years ago. A special screening of Wayne's World is scheduled for July 10th at the store before it officially shuts down. How to Train Your Dragon, expected to fly to a fast start at the box office. The live-action remake projected to make between $70 and $80 million in its first weekend in theaters. The film will overtake Disney's Lilo and Stitch, which shook first 3 weeks in a row and has brought in $775 million worldwide. Meanwhile, Materialists is projected to make between $8 and $9 million in its debut.
WBSM Sports.
The Red Sox take on the Yankees at Fenway tonight. First pitch is set for 7:10.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Happy Friday. Hopefully your final day of the work week is off to a great start. I think Mother Nature is doing her very best to cooperate. Temperature is on either side of 60 degrees as we start the day. And by the end of the afternoon, we're around average. The coast in the low 70s. And as you head inland, we're looking at the mid to upper 70s around Bristol County. Not too shabby, especially considering, yeah, we have some clouds this morning, but we will see some sunshine by the afternoon. I'm ABC 6 Chief Meteorologist Christina Schallhoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
Welcome back in. 508-996-0500. If you want to be involved in the discussion today here on Fun Friday, you can also send app chat messages and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. But it is Fun Friday. It is the day where we do try to have some more lighthearted conversation. And it is the Fun Friday before Father's Day. So as such, I wanted to have a dad-related question. And I don't know that this is necessarily the, what's the word I'm looking at? I don't know that cringy is the word that I necessarily want to use. But, you know, cringy, funny, like goofy, like rolled your eyes. And Sometime when either your dad or you, if you are a dad, had that that eye roll response. Oh, Dad. Oh, geez, Dad. You know, like when the dad tries to act cool around your friends. I think I was guilty of that as a dad. I think I always wanted to be the one that they were like, oh, you have the cool dad. Especially when I was like coaching my son's friends. And I was like, well, I mean, these kids are 5, 6, 7 years old. How hard can they be to impress? Well, actually. But I think every dad has that moment where you're like, yeah, I'm a dork. And some people fully embrace it. Some people replay that moment in their mind over and over again. But that's my fun Friday question for today. Brought to you by D's Hot Dogs in New Bedford. What's your cringiest, funniest, you know, dad story? And, you know, when I was growing up, my dad was like the laid back one. Well, he still is. So he was the laid back one. He was the one that was, I don't want to say not around my friends because, you know, he was there. I mean, he was working too, but, you know, he was there, but like he didn't really interfere with what I was doing with my friends. You know, my mom would be like in the middle of things. And so, you know, I don't really have a lot of cringy dad stories. I don't really have a lot of times when my dad was like, oh, I can't believe you just said that in front of my friends. Maybe one of those comes to me as we're having this discussion, but I'm thinking more about the moments that I might have done that. But my mom had one of the all-time greatest ones when we were playing kickball in the backyard, and she wanted to play too with, you know, there was us five kids plus some of our friends from the neighborhood. And so she wanted to play, or maybe we recruited her because we needed one more to make it even. But I don't think she necessarily understood the rules. We still bring this up to her to this day, but I don't think she understood how kickball worked. And she didn't understand the idea that you could strike out if you tried to kick it and missed, or if you kicked it and somebody caught it, that was an out. And so she kicked the ball, and I think somebody caught it, and we told her she was out. You know, the kid said, oh, you're out, Mrs. Weisberg. And she yelled, not quite an expletive, but certainly something that was a little too adult of a thing to say to a, you know, 12-year-old kid. And the kid was like, what does that mean? He like turned around. He's like, I don't know what that means. So it was certainly one of those moments where you're like, ah, yeah, no, that's just my mom. I'm sorry. And she hasn't changed a bit. So, but that's probably like my cringiest parent moment where I was like, usually they involve my mom because she just says what she wants. But like I said, I've probably had more cringy moments myself as a dad, you know, trying to be. Do you remember in Liar Liar when, the stepdad, or I don't know if it was the stepdad or the mother's boyfriend, but he was trying to do the thing that the kid had with his dad, the claw. He's like, ooh, it's the claw. You're afraid of the claw. And then he like makes that really goofy face. Like that face encompasses how you feel in those moments. It's like a Tim Robinson sketch, just over and over again. You want to hear the Curb Your Enthusiasm music kick in at the end of that moment. But that's kind of what being a parent is, I guess, right? Your parents created cringy moments for you, and now you get to return that favor to your kids. So that's my fun Friday question. You know, anytime that your dad embarrassed you or himself, but in a you know, lighthearted way. Because that's what dads do, right? They're goofy. At least in, you know, in my household, it was always, we knew growing up, if mom says no, well, wait until dad's around and don't let him know that you already asked mom. Sometimes you could say, dad, can we do this? Mom said no. And if you caught him in the right mood, he would be like, yeah, just, you know. But usually you tried to say that you hadn't talked to mom about it yet. So 508-996-0500 if you have a story to share. I am interested too in getting some thoughts on the Yonder pouches for the high school students and middle school students in New Bedford for their cell phones starting in the fall and whatever else is on your mind. We're also going to talk a little bit later about a parrot that's up for adoption that seems like he's one bad. All right. I got to take a break here. We'll be back in a few moments. Let's go to the phones. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You are on WBSM.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello. Hi. About the Yonder pouches. Mm-hmm. I really do think that, I'm not sure if it's really a good idea, but I mean, I get what the schools are thinking. Really, it's to kind of limit the phone use and whatnot, but I do kind of get the students' idea on what if there's like an emergency that happens out in the school. It's a whole complicated situation over there, I'm not going to lie, but what do you think, Mr. Weisberg?
I mean, as I was saying earlier, I've kind of gone back and forth on it. I don't think that there's enough emergency risk to make it a necessary thing to have your phone on you. You know, I think that the chances of there being something where a student has to be the one to get the word out is very, very, very unlikely.
Fair point, Mr. Weisberg. Well, you have yourself a great day.
You as well. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing is, you know, people want the peace of mind of knowing that's a possibility, that if something goes wrong, you know, the kids would have that ability, but the idea is that they shouldn't have, it shouldn't, that responsibility shouldn't fall on them. You know, that the school should have enough systems in place in case of an emergency like that, that it doesn't fall on the kids to have to get the word out. And by the way, if you have your phone in a Yonder pouch and something goes wrong, you can just open the Yonder pouch and use your phone. It's not like you're locking it away and securing it. Like, the kids are going to have possession of these pouches from what New Bedford Light was reporting. Let's take another call here. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Let's shake and play, boy.
How you doing, Lamone?
I've been...
You sound a little rough, yeah.
I am. So think about the things, like, how many times you've moved in your lifetime. Now, what kind of things have you found that you, when you moved, that you totally forgot about?
Like, in terms of objects?
Yes.
I don't know. Usually it's like little things that I've shoved in a drawer somewhere that I forgot that I had.
Now, mind you, remember I told you how I had all my stuff stolen back in the late 90s. I worked for the Red Cross, and, you know, with my 30,000 comic books, 2 million baseball cards, basketball cards, football cards, all that. Mm-hmm. And the stuff off my mother and father's wedding cake stuff, too. So I had a prescription bottle from 1984. And so I found this in my, found that same bottle. Now, mind you, this is in 1984, this is like another, this has been like 25 years since I moved. No, 26 years since I moved the last time. And now this 26th year or so. So, and the bottle has 58 whatchamajiggums, quaaludes in it. You know, the real ones, the original 58 quaaludes in it. And it's like, and when I last looked at it, it had like 70. So, needless to say, some of them are coming up missing. I don't know what to say about that. But I know that this heat doesn't go good with you when you're taking those things like that. And here in Vegas, it's been like 8 straight days of 100 plus degrees.
Oof.
Expecting another 8 days of 108, 112 degrees coming up. And it's like, you know, how like I told you about all the fires and stuff that's going on from 2015, 87% to 94% of all the wildfires out here on the West Coast and Canada, Hawaii, and nothing like that were made by arsonists. Like the ones in Canada that's been burning, those 3 of those were all arson made. And so that, right there, think about all that water they're using, all that fresh water that they have to use. And it's draining, you know, Lake Mead. You know, Lake Mead has just got over that drought and started rebuilding it again, replenishing it. And looking at it, it's crazy. It's getting low again. It's like 13 feet away from being where it's dangerous again.
Ooh.
And that's not good. And you go, and it's like, are you guys still having smoke in the clouds and stuff out there?
Well, we were getting it from Canada, yeah.
Yeah, that's the ones from Canada. And so that's those arsonist people up there doing that. And saying, but what do you guys think about that there? You know, it might be really nice that you know, the sunset, you know, might make a beautiful, you know, filter for the sun. But besides that, you know, that's not a good thing. And you wonder about all the things that are the homes are dying. Like let's say Sasquatch, using them for example. You know, they're burning up their houses, the areas where they're living wild and free for hundreds or maybe thousands of years.
And then they're going to go. They're going to come out and start taking over where we live.
And the Pukwudgies and stuff like that, you know, they're going to... What about that? You guys, have you talked about any Pukwudgies lately?
Not lately, no, but I'm sure we'll get to the point as we get closer to, you know, the spooky season where they'll come up again. I got to hold you there, Lamone. I got one more break I got to get in.
Are you doing any spooky anytime soon?
No, not anytime soon.
Oh, I'm just thinking one more thing before I let you go. I just think, you know, I would have made sure if you would come out here to interview and do the stuff, I would make sure I'd been in the ring and stuff like that. So you might have 2 people that would have died on your shift. You know, but the point of it would have been, you know, because he died of a heart attack. And I don't know, maybe I would have died, whatever the case is. But I would have made sure I would have left you a message. I would have made a code word so you know it's me coming back to contact you. Because I'm sure that you'd find out if you know you'd contact me, right? If I were to die or whatever, would you try to contact the fella?
Of course I would. But I already know that you'd be contacting me first, I'm sure.
I'm hungry. Where's that pork chop?
Your devil out to teach us. All right, I got to hold you there. You have a great weekend and happy Father's Day to you.
Hey, thank you, man. God bless everybody out there in the New Bedford area.
All right, take care.
Good Lord smile upon you and bring some rain if you need some rain.
All right.
And life is full of sunshine. And make the most out of it, okay, brother?
All right, you as well. That is Lamone in Las Vegas. I got to get a break in. We will be right back.